You know, oftentimes, fans will ask, you know, why do we see these professional athletes on stationary bikes after a strenuous hockey game or basketball game? And are they taking part in active recovery? Does it help them, Jeffrey?
Well, it can, but it depends on how it's positioned in your workout. But I think going back just a step and defining what active recovery is, and it takes on a few different looks, Strutty. So, it could be like just a form of timed low-intensity aerobic activity within a workout. A couple of examples of that would be like between sets of strength training, you might just do like some low-intensity movement of some sort while you're resting for your 1 to 3 minutes. It could also be like between intervals of aerobic conditioning. So whether you're on a bike or you're doing some running, same thing, just between your sets, when you're resting, you're going to do some sort of light sort of body movement just to keep things moving. And the idea is that you're trying to flush waste product out of your system so that you can have like a thorough, intense next working set. Or it could be even a time period of activity after a really long workout. So let's say that you've had a workout that lasts 1 or 2 hours. And then after your workout, it's sort of a cool down. You're going to be on a bike or doing something for 10 to 30 minutes. And lastly, it could represent a series of low intensity workouts during a rest week in a periodized model of progressive training. So an example of that, in your rest week from your aggressive training, you might have 3 workouts, but they're all going to be just with body weight. Maybe you're going to do some foam rolling. And the actual stress level is only going to represent about 30 to 50% of whatever your 100% effort would be. So those are the basic looks of what active recovery is in those situations.
So you've explained what it is, but why do athletes engage in this type of active recovery?
Well, I've got a list here of about 5 things. And it's interesting, Struds, that with the 5 things I'm about to talk about, a lot of it is not evidence-based. So number one, some athletes will take part in active recovery for injury prevention. It has no correlation. It has no effect on preventing injuries. Sometimes athletes will do the active recovery to reduce delayed onset muscle soreness. Now, understanding that soreness, that muscle soreness, it stems from muscle damage. And so if you're lifting really heavy weights, for example, or if you're running and you're running really quick, like you improve your pace to faster cadence, that's the kind of stuff that causes the muscle damage and the muscle soreness. And the only thing that really rectifies that is time. So beyond that, whether you do an active recovery after a workout, hoping that you're not going to be sore, that's not going to do it. The other reasons that athletes might engage in some form of active recovery, it might be mental, for mental health benefits. And for example, if you're going to be, after your long workout, get on the bike for 20 or 30 minutes, it might help you just to sort of reduce the stress that's going on in your life. It might reduce the stress of mentally of your last workout. Now, this is very subjective, Strutty. Not every individual is going to benefit from it the same way. But even generally speaking, if we're talking about the average individual that exercises, if you do it consistently, your mental health will be significantly better. And I'd say for the average person listening tonight, you know, if you're just exercising daily, even at a low intensity, it can be a distraction if you have some distressing situations in your life. It promotes self-efficacy. And all that means is that it can improve your feelings of self-worth and direction if you're exercising consistently. And we know from research that just about any type of physical activity improves brain function. I know for me personally, anytime that I exercise, I automatically feel better. Now, as far as we get back to the athletes and why they do it sometimes to improve performance. And it doesn't always improve performance with an active recovery. And lastly, most athletes do it because they want to try and clear the buildup of lactic acid after their intense workout so that they can perform their next workout with the same level of intensity. So those would be sort of the the overview reasons as to why people or athletes might do it.
We're talking with Jeff Woods from Custom Fit, breaking down active recovery and what it looks like for athletes and for anyone who's out there. So what is the best way to get active recovery protocol to fit into a training program for performance improvements?
Well, it's interesting with that, Struds. Again, the evidence suggests that the active recovery protocol within an aerobic conditioning workout actually helps the intensity of all of your intervals. Like, it helps you to keep the intensity high. So just to give you an example, so if you're performing run intervals lasting 10 to 14 minutes covering 3,000 meters, so this would be an elite level runner. So in those three sets of 3,000 meters, you have to do it in 10 to 14 minutes covering that distance, then you get 3 minutes of rest time. If we have those subjects or athletes do some sort of calisthenics, or if they're active in the 3 minutes, it seems to flush that lactic acid from their blood more quickly and allowing them to sort of stay faster and more consistent with their 3,000-meter runs. Now, if we look at the athletes that were just passive in that timeline and have those individuals go do their 3,000-meter runs, their times weren't as robust. They weren't as consistent or fast. So it seems like in that situation, the active recovery works really well. In strength workouts, for example, like if you're just doing squats and deadlifts and things like that, whether you're active or passive, it didn't seem to help one way or another. The results were basically the same. The one thing I would say too, and when we see like athletes, varsity athletes, like after a track workout that lasts 60 or 90 minutes, or hockey players or basketball players, they've been engaged for a few hours. And then I see people or the athletes sort of riding on a stationary bike for 30 minutes after the fact. That's kind of, it really has no value because it just depletes glycogen stores, and that's just the energy and muscle cell even further. And if they're a varsity athlete, for example, and they've got study time to, you know, look after, and they've got to get good sleep, that's just an added sort of 3 hours. If you're working out 5 to 7 days a week and you're having to do a 30-minute active recovery after all your workouts, it just adds another 3 hours into your weekly volume of already 15 to 20 hours. And it's really not necessary. I think it's an inhibiting factor, and it could actually probably delay your adaptations to quality work within your workouts.
Woodsy, as always, I appreciate the insight and a lot of texts coming here pouring in for the insight saying thank you. Have yourself a great night. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Jason. Take care.